free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Short Take. Tobias Eckerlin is a director and CGI artist. He earned his Master of Arts in Communication Design from the Mannheim University of Applied Sciences, where his creative focus evolved from photography to live action, and ultimately to CGI and animation. In 2025, he graduated from the renowned Film Academy Baden-Württemberg with a diploma in directing animation. Tobias wrote and directed the animated short film A Sparrow Song as his graduation project, for which he also won the 2025 Student Academy Award. We talked to Tobias via video call for this interview. Hi, Tobias.
Hallo.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for the invitation.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. And there's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in ideally 3 words?
Bit stressed, but with a tendency to optimism.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
That pretty much depends on my mood. Like, there are two scenarios. Mm-hmm. Scenario one would be, on the couch watching a great film and having some good food.
Mm-hmm.
And I also enjoy hanging out with friends and kind of having this deep talk discussions in a bar somewhere.
Do you have a secret obsession? Well, one that you're willing to share, let's put it that way.
Obsession is kind of a strong word. Kind of like things from the past. Maybe I should also give an example to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like sometimes, okay, I've seen that a few times on flea markets, and when people kind of sell these old photos, they kind of collected from households that don't exist anymore, which I find very interesting. And sometimes when you just go through the pictures and you kind of, think about the people you see in the pictures, that they're, don't live anymore. And you think about what's the story behind these pictures, and you really think about, kind of this image coming to life, like the sound, like what's the scenario, what were the people doing? Doesn't necessarily have to be pictures only. I think you can also have this kind of evoking feeling from objects as well that kind of have a lot of history on it. And not sure if obsession is kind of the right word for it. It's not like I'm collecting all these things at home, but I sometimes get like into these kind of rabbit holes with objects from the past.
Yeah. What is the favorite job you've done? And obviously it can be film related, but it doesn't have to.
I mean, I was not paid for it, but I kind of have a favorite project, which was from my first studies. I studied communication design before going to Film Academy, and the bachelor's film project we did together is still kind of my favorite filmmaking experience, because it was so, you know, like you were not really thinking about it, just coming together with a few friends and making like this 1 hour long live action film with two actors. And this was such a good and fun experience. And we learned a lot about it. And I still cherish that. It was really great.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Something I really think is important is empathy.
Mm-hmm.
That you kind of really are going into each other's lives and ask about it. And also, you know, like telling the truth is important as well. And but you need to know, like, when is the right moment to do this, you know, this kind of understanding.
What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or a cuisine.
So I love food. There's a lot of very good food.
Yes, I agree.
I guess something I just liked my whole life is actually Maultaschen. German Ravioli, as some people call it, which I find very funny.
And do you prefer them by themselves or as part, like in a soup or?
All variations are great.
Good. If you weren't a director and animator, what would you be?
As a child, I always wanted to be like an archaeologist, and I guess I still kind of like that, or working in a museum, something like that. I think kind of fits also to the obsession, I guess.
That's true. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would love to be more musically talented, like singing and playing instruments, because I lack all of that.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory, and maybe also something that you saw as an audience member that inspired you maybe to follow your career path?
And something I kind of remember vividly was when I was a child, like I used to watch a lot of films with my family together. And we also watched Star Wars, of course, back then. And I remember for Return of the Jedi, I always wasn't allowed to see the scene where Luke Skywalker is fighting the Rancor and Jabba the Hutt's dungeon or whatever this is. And my parents were always holding their hands in front of my eyes. And I was always like, kind of, what's happening? I want to see it. And at some point I saw it, of course, and it was kind of, okay. I don't know.
When you finally saw it, was it what you had built up in your mind or was it different?
I mean, I don't want to overanalyze it, but I think kind of this idea that something's like on your TV and it seems to be so scary that you can't look at it kind of makes it real, maybe. Yeah. I don't know, like this kind of situation. I mean, really just that you have to close your eyes now. It's just too scary to see. This kind of situation really stuck with me.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I'm currently reading Mouthful of Birds, which is kind of a short story collection by Samantha Schweblin, I think.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
I think maybe Bilbo Baggins from The Hobbit fits quite well.
Okay.
Because I can kind of relate to the lifestyle of hobbits, and then he goes into this adventure and kind of enjoys it.
Okay, let's circle back to that first part. You can relate to the lifestyle of hobbits. Do you care to elaborate a little bit?
You know, they're kind of chill about it.
Okay.
Really lean back, like having this moody, cozy feeling at home. Also enjoy good food. And like this kind of
got it.
Lifestyle. I like that.
And now we're coming to the film questions. What is the next, maybe German, but doesn't have to be, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, please talk about your own work as well.
It's not really new, I guess, but I heard a lot about it and haven't watched it yet, like Perfect Days from Wim Wenders. I think it's from, actually I'm not sure, 2024, 2023?
Yeah, I think it might be, yeah.
But I have the Blu-ray here for like 2 months now, and I'm really looking forward to finally see it.
Okay. Which, again, maybe German, but not necessarily, upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone you worked with or want to work with?
I think I recommend a friend of mine, Vanessa Stachel. She's also studying at Film Academy. Directing for Advertising is it called, I think. But she also has like the tendency to really approach that in a narrative way and also jumps between animation and live action and just good energy overall. And she's doing good stuff.
Now we're pivoting again and getting a bit more personal. What do you like about yourself?
I mean, people told me a few times that I kind of have this calming aura. And I think that's kind of nice to have.
Yeah, definitely. What do you dislike about yourself?
Well, there are a few things coming to my mind now.
Just one.
Right now, maybe kind of having this problem of a very unhappy work ethics, you know, working 24/7, weekends, nights, all that, and still feel like it's not really enough. So that's kind of a bad habit.
Yeah, and I would imagine with having gotten the Student Academy Award for your short film doesn't help with everybody now scrambling to talk to you, contact you, see what you're doing and talking to you about projects. That's probably an additional wave of work and stress.
Kind of nice to get like this kind of feedback, of course.
Yeah.
But of course, it also brings a lot of new things to tackle. But I have to say, it's like a really interesting process right now. There's a lot of things happening. That's why I also said in the beginning, like kind of this tendency to optimism. It's actually really great. I just have to learn how to make breaks. That's all.
And I hope you and the team that you did the film with, you guys get some time to enjoy it as well, which is, I think, sometimes sort of can get lost in all of that shuffle.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing. So much for our optimism and staying positive.
I mean, it's not a specific situation, but I sometimes have this tendency to let things run longer than I probably should, like in the interest of peace, you know. Even though sometimes not happy with some situations, I kind of let them run a little bit longer because I don't want to get in this fight, so to say.
Yeah, and sometimes a confrontation might not be worth the actual situation, but
yeah.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Sometimes, you know, like I do a lot of photography, and sometimes when I go on a walk and, I don't know, maybe listen to some music with the camera and then kind of find the spot where the light is just perfect and all the stimulation is so nice, really get like this sweet spot situation. I mean, 90% of the times when I look at the photo after that, it's kind of, it's okay. But the situation itself was, I don't know, very, very specific feeling. And that makes me happy sometimes.
Yeah. Do you have a life motto or maybe just a motto in general?
Use your chances when you get them and don't let them slip.
That's a good one. And we're already at the last question. Who would play you or maybe animate you in a film or series about your life?
Well, that's an interesting question to ask for an animator. Good question. I mean, for an actor, maybe when we go back to the Hobbits, I would probably go with Sean Astin, who played like Samwise Gamgee.
Very good choice.
I think that would kind of fit.
That's a perfect answer. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tobias. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. It was really nice.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.